The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Welcome everyone to this beautiful day out here in Westchester, New York. And with me, I'm Dr. Vijay here. So pleased to have you, and with me is, of course, our co-host, Dr. H, calling in from sunny Palm Springs. How are you, Dr. H? How is that sunny smile of yours this morning?
I'm doing great, Dr. VJ. The weather here is getting really pretty. You know, for us, 80s and 90s is the cool weather. So when we do our show in the summertime, when it's 115, 120, you know, you can ask me that again. But by the way, if anybody in the L.A. area that's listening or visiting L.A. on Memorial Day, I am going to be part of, are you ready for this, Dr. Vijay?
Sure.
I'm going to be part of the Venice Beach Bodybuilding Competition.
Oh, my God.
I've been working with the Marines from 29 Palms, you know, helping them with nutrition and working with the trainer. And we're getting together, and we are going to have a competition with the Marines amongst all the other people, all the different age categories. You know, Venice Beach on Memorial Weekend brings like 200,000-300,000 people, and there's TV stations like all over the world. So I'm going to be helping these guys compete. What's really great is that Governor Arnie is going to come visit us and personally acknowledge us for what we've been doing with the Marines. So I'm really, really excited. So watch ESPN. I will be there. I'll wave at you. I'll do like what Carol Burnett used to do, which you pull her ear or something like that and I'll say hi to you.
That's fantastic. We should all do our show and come and interview you and the Marines. What a fabulous idea.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward
to
it.
Thank you for taking this on.
Oh, you're welcome. I love it. You know, as a ex-corpsman with the Marines in Vietnam, you know, I have a love and passion for the Marines. And when I saw these guys working out at the gym where I work out, I made a connection with them, and I've been helping them with some of the products that you and I have been working with through the years. So,
you know, Dr. H, you have so many facets of your personality and your life. You know, it never fails to amaze me what you're doing. And I cannot imagine a single listener out there whose heart is not filled with gratitude at what our brave, Marine Corps, I mean, the men, the women, and their families are going through, so that we don't have to take our freedom, you know, in this country, in the U.S., and in the world, literally, for granted. So thank you for what you are doing, and, you know, you have all our blessings and our gratitude going along with you. So give them a big cheer from our show and from all our listeners.
I definitely will. So what do you have for the news?
Well, there's something here new. Actually, it's great. We have a fantastic guest lined up, Dr. H, and I found a very cool report here that, you know, I thought was really nice and could go along with our guests, and more on our guests in a couple of minutes. But this report says how to live better, and it says being happy helps your heart. Columbia University Medical Center researchers compared pleasurable emotions and heart disease risk in about 1,800 adults. And apparently, something that all of us may have known, but the more positive emotions were expressed, the lower the risk for heart disease. So the message is, smile on. It's good for your heart. So, you know, never underestimate the power of positive emotions and the positive impact of a good relationship on your heart, on your immune system, on your brain. I can't tell you everything. And you know, most important of all, on your soul. So that's the current message I have for you today.
Oh, that's beautiful. Since we're talking about that R word that people sometimes get scared of, when I talk about R word, we talk about relationships. This is an interesting article which coincides, you know, with our guests and with what you just read too. First of all, and part of this article is a quote. It says, "Seldom, or perhaps never, does a marriage develop into an individual relationship smoothly and without crisis. There is no coming to consciousness without pain." That was Carl Jung. So the article says, I really like this too, "We don't seek perfect relationships in marriage or in other places in our lives. What we seek instead are real and honest connections. Perfection has a picture book form, but it has no depth and no personality. This means that sometimes we will get upset with others or they will get upset with us. We need a basic commitment to stay in the relationship dialogue, to continue returning to it as long as both people are willing to work on it. Working through crisis is how a relationship grows from simply being an idea to having its unique reality. We will be frightened by the rough spots. We will wonder if there is something wrong with us or with the other person or the relationship. Excuse me. We cannot escape such questions. To run from the difficulties cuts off the possibility for growth. It is a frightening thing to become real, to come into consciousness." I love this.
Really, it's wonderful.
It goes hand in hand, you know, with smiling and working on with the relationships and with our guests.
Well, that's a very, very, you know, important message, connections and, you know, in a relationship. I have something here that, you know, something more medical, but something, it's about the unexpected causes of depression. So the other side of it, right? We always talk about, you know, the two sides to a coin. You have connections, intimacy, pleasurable emotions. But the other side of reality is a lot of people go around with, you know, a condition called depression. And what are some of the unexpected causes here? You know, usually we see depression, you know, is frequently viewed as an isolated disorder, but it often accompanies other physical illnesses and actually can be a side effect of drugs used to treat certain health problems.
Right.
But unfortunately, this is the thing. Some doctors may turn to antidepressant medications without considering these possible connections. And one of the things about depression is how closely it's been known to be linked to chronic illness. And chronic illness can cause biological changes that trigger mood problems and disorders of the central nervous system, such as Parkinson's disease and multiple sclerosis, can cause depression by altering brain chemistry. Diseases of the endocrine system, for example, including adrenal and thyroid disorders, can affect mood by changing the hormone levels. Mm-hmm. And limitations caused by arthritis, heart attack, and other very frequent health problems can lead to gradual withdrawal from exercise or other rewarding activities, which in turn can lower your mood. So regardless of the cause, the failure to address the symptoms of mind or body can undermine recovery. And people who have depression, in addition to another serious medical condition, you know, tend to have more severe symptoms of both. And that's what the research is suggesting. So it's a very important, and this is something that, you know, people don't realize that how several illnesses have been linked to depression, and even doctors, psychiatrists included, we're all guilty that, you know, we don't look at all the connection. It means consider the person as a whole, now, you know, like a holistic way, rather than just thinking, oh, your disease of the nervous system or your disease of the heart or disease of the gut. You know, you are a whole, total, you know, holistic person, and you need holistic care. And that's the word for the day.
I love that because, as part of being a doctor, you know, that's how we are trained, the body, mind, spirit, to connect the whole body, not just to focus on the one issue. I love that. I'm glad there's this information now coming into allopathic conventional medicine to understand this, as opposed to, like you say, just look at the one thing and that's it.
Absolutely. And another thing, of course, is the state of your relationship. And with that, I want to put that as a lead into our phenomenal guest that we have today. And we've had some really phenomenal guests on the quality of relationships and, you know, how to address it. And I'm very, very pleased to welcome Dr. Terry Auerbach. And Dr. Terry Auerbach has written a fantastic book called Five Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great. And Dr. Terry, as she likes to be called, is a renowned therapist and nationally recognized relationship expert known as the Love Doctor. And she comes, you know, this book, The Five Steps, Five Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great, she is breaking new ground in marital relationships. She's the head researcher in an unprecedented and ongoing large-scale study funded by the National Institutes of Health that has followed 373 couples, and you got to get this, for more than 22 years. As a researcher myself, you know, this is a phenomenal length of follow-up with this number of people. And Dr. Orbach has made remarkable discoveries about happiness, sexuality, human mating patterns, and relationship longevity. And in her book, The Five Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great, she releases the study's findings. This is one of the, you know, very rarely has it been done in this way, a social scientist, you know, releasing research, you know, the study's findings to the public and sharing her insights and never before really revealed strategies for improving and enhancing your marriage at every stage. So we just want to welcome Dr. Terry Orbach. It's a pleasure to have you on our show. Thank you for accepting the invitation.
Thank you, VJ Howard. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Glad to have you here.
Now, we of course, want to start off by asking, how did you get to do such a, you know, remarkable job at you know, what made you come up with this idea for a study, you know, the marriage study? And, you know, it's amazing to see a social scientist not just do something, you know, in the research field. We all know that can be done. But you want to take it to the masses, to the public. So tell us, how do you get started on both these, you know, really risky challenges?
Well, I think it's a wonderful project, and I thank you for recognizing that. All these couples were married in 1986. And they applied for marriage licenses in a county in the Midwest. And at the time in 1986, myself and some other researchers were really interested in what keeps people together and what breaks them apart. So we started with the 373 couples. I like to say now that I've been following 746 individuals, some of whom are still married to one another, and some of whom are no longer married to one another. And there was just so many interesting, wonderful findings from this study. But all of the findings were going into academic journals and books. Right. And about 6 or 7 years ago, I realized that. And what I really wanted to do was take these findings and translate them into a way that real people could understand for real relationships. So I decided to become the Love Doctor in the media and then write this book to translate the findings and really share this wonderful knowledge, great information, quotes from the couples themselves to real people and to a popular book.
In the one, you have like these different steps, which I love. And you have the first step says expect less and get more. And I think for a lot of us, we get into these relationships, we'll talk about marriage for a period of time, and we have high expectations of either for ourselves or for others and for our significant other. And when we have these high expectations, I think we set ourselves up for disaster and frustration, and I know that's what you talk about in the first step.
That's exactly right, Howard. What I found is that frustration is one of the main reasons relationships fail. And frustration is the gap or the difference between what we think should happen in a relationship and then what actually really does. And I agree with you completely that people go into relationships or go into marriage with high expectations,
right,
or unrealistic expectations,
right,
about what should happen or how our partner should treat us. And we're bound to have then frustration. So the happy couples in my study over time talk a lot about how they get real with their expectations, how they set realistic expectations, so that then they're not frustrated, and then they can really understand and know what their partner expects and what they expect to happen. And if you know what your partner expects, or you know what's in the head and the heart of your partner, then you can try to meet those expectations, and people are less frustrated over time.
That itself is a gem of an advice. It's a gem because most people don't realize that you know, mm-hmm. if you can neutralize frustrations, as you say in your book, you know, that eroding your relationship, that goes a long way to make yourself heard and your partner heard. That's a really a wonderful, you know, even just the first step itself is just amazing.
Yeah.
So we've got four more steps when we come back from the break. So stay tuned with us, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes and to continue with this amazing interview with Dr. Terry Auerbach.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello, and we're with Dr. Terry Auerbach. And she's written a fantastic book called Five Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great. Dr. Terry is also called the Love Doctor, and I'm called the Hug Doctor, so this is pretty interesting. We have a good combination. And when we talked about in the break, too, Dr. Terry, so maybe we can spend a couple minutes talking about this. We're focusing on marriages with the relationships, but you and I stated that there are relationships with our friendship, there's relationships in works. So we can use this book to cover all forms of relationships, correct?
Absolutely, Dr. Howard. I really think that my research is based on married couples over time, but the steps and the tips and the advice are applicable to relationships of all kinds. So not only non-romantic relationships, but friendships and parent-child relationships.
Right, right.
Now, there is a chapter on sexuality and passion and romance, and that step might not be correct or true for relationships of all kinds, but the other steps are really important in our lives in general.
Well, I think that's so important. Tell us more, because you've raised some very fundamental principles here of interactions from one human being to another, or human being to groups of human beings, communities, societies, and families, children and parents, and, you know, the principles are so profound. Some of it we may know, and some of it we don't know. Let's start with what, you know, the research is showing, and maybe then we can talk about, you know, what are the unexpected findings that you find with happy couples. So what are the other, you know, we've already mentioned the first step, to expect less from your partner, but what are the other steps that you find?
Mm-hmm. I think the second step is so very important, and that is that you want to say and do small things often to make your partner happy. And what I call that is what is labeled as affective affirmation. And affective affirmation consists of compliments, help and support, encouragement, and subtle rewards. And when people feel like they're being affirmed by their partner often, they are so much more happy in the relationship and they're less distressed. So, what does that mean? That means that we want to say things to our partner often, like, I love you, you're special, you're wonderful, I notice you, and do that regularly, or do things regularly to show our partner that he or she is special. So turn the coffee pot on in the morning because you know your partner likes caffeine, or bring in the newspaper, or send your partner a card, a greeting card in the mail, or just hug your partner or hug your child. Those are simple acts that show our partner that he or she is special. And what I found over the long haul is that's the second step that really makes people happy and that takes a relationship from being okay or so-so or fine or even good to great, to exceptional. And we all need and want exceptional, happy relationships.
Dr. Terry, there's an acronym for the word love. I don't know if you heard this or not, but I will share it with you and people that are listening to us. L is for listen, mm-hmm. O is for overlook, Z is for voice control, E is for encouragement, L-O-V-E.
I like that. Very good.
I learned that a long time ago, and in my relationship with Meg today, I constantly use that as a reminder for listen, overlook, voice control, encouragement. So sometimes it's not the materialistic thing to give another person. It's that emotional support, and you can do that through the acronym of love.
I like that a lot. And what I found is that you need that to do that daily. I talk a lot about doing it every single day with your partner. So having that acronym in your head and doing something or saying something every single day. And one, the other key finding is that men crave affective affirmation more than women.
Oh,
did
yes,
you find
yes,
that
yes.
surprising?
That was very surprising to me, Vijay, because
men are big
I could have told you that.
We all know that, Dr. H.
I could have told you that.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, I asked the couples in my study, the spouses at least in the study, why is it that men crave or that affective affirmation or validation or L-O-V-E? More than women. And what the women said is that they still need it from their husbands. They still need it in their lives, but they don't need it from their husbands as much as husbands need it from wives, because women, we're fortunate. We get it from all the other people in our lives. We get it from our best friends and our sisters and our mother and even the stranger when we walk into the coffee shop that tells us, oh, I love your hair. Where'd you get it done? Or where'd you get those shoes? I've been dying to buy a pair like that. Mm-hmm. Men, on the other hand, are not as fortunate. We rarely hear or they rarely get it from other people in their lives. We rarely hear men talking about, oh, you know, you said something great at the work meeting the other day, or I love your tie. Where did you get that tie? So men crave and need affective affirmation from their partners more than women do.
Well, remember that, Dr. VJ. Remember that when we talk to each other.
Right.
Well, Dr. H, you have a. We don't know what tie you're wearing today. But you know, it has to be real. It has to be short. I think you mentioned was that like the Goldilocks? You know, it's not too much. So that it becomes very, you know, effusive. Mm-hmm. It's not too little so that you're not stingy. The compliments have to, like, you know, really be on target and be sincere. So that's a very important point to remember, too. You just don't go out and run around and just give compliments. It comes across as being insincere.
Right. They do have to be sincere. And also, I think, Vijay, that you also need to recognize that some people are good at giving the affirmation through words, and other people are good at giving the affirmation through behaviors. And sometimes we're looking for the same way that we express affirmation. So if I'm really good at telling my husband he's wonderful, he's great, he's special, and I love him, he, though, may be good at giving it through behaviors. And so I need to make sure as I'm looking at him and I'm looking at how he expresses his love that I'm not only looking for the words but looking as well for the behaviors, that he may be fixing the cabinet or turning on the coffee pot in the morning. And I'm so much concerned with words that I miss how he's expressing or showing his love to me.
Well, that's a very important thing, too, to remember that men and women, as that we are different genders, we express emotions in very different ways. But you have something else, too. Your step three I find fascinating. It's called, and we do this at sometimes at workplace and sometimes not, but you call this have daily briefings. How do you have daily briefings with a marriage partner?
Well, it's not easy, and when I talk to couples, they're confused. They already think they're having daily briefings every single day, but typically couples are not sharing and talking to each other about the important things in their lives. Instead, they're maintaining the household. They're talking about who's going to pick up the groceries. They're talking about who's going to take care of the kids or do the homework with the kids or pay the bills or call mom. I encourage couples to practice the 10-minute rule every single day in their relationship. And the 10-minute rule is talking to your partner for 10 minutes every single day about something other than work, family, who's going to do what around the house, or their relationship. And so many couples say, oh my golly, that's a lot of time. What am I going to talk about then? So during those 10 minutes, you can talk about politics, sports, movies, but you can also talk about what's stressing your partner out or what your partner is most proud of doing in the last year, what they regret not doing in the last 5 years, or if they had all the money in the world, where would they like to travel to and why? I give lists of topics for couples to share and talk about for that practicing the 10-minute rule every single day.
You know, that's a very, very interesting thing, because my partner and I, we started doing, and I think we fell off the bench here, starting just to acknowledge each other or acknowledge yourself, what you did today, like five things you want to acknowledge yourself for. You know, that, and then you find, oh my God, throughout the day, you're thinking, okay, what can I acknowledge myself for? And then your partner listening to it, you know, attentively, and saying, wow, that was a good day. This was a good day. But that took us away from the sphere of any kind of business or, you know, like you say, the mundane things that runs in a relationship.
Absolutely, because it's important to really get to know your partner. So you can either share, like, those five things during the 10 minutes, or you can ask your partner to to share his or her five things. 98% of the happy couples in my study say they intimately know and understand their partners, and they take time every single day to ask their partner at least one question about something that really gets to know their partner.
Well, I think that's a really, really good tip to have to practice. Now, just to say very briefly, what is step four? What is implement change? Like you talk about taking risks to reduce boredom and keeping things fresh. What do you mean by that, Dr. Terry?
Well, what I found, Vijay, is that most couples have what we call relationship ruts, where it's the same old, it's sort of boring. Nothing new and exciting is going on in that relationship. That's okay. We all have those periods of time in our relationship, but if they continue on for a long period of time, that's what leads to unhappiness, and that's what leads to divorce. So what I talk about in the book is adding change, implementing positivity, shaking your partner off balance just a little bit to take your relationship out of that rut and add excitement and passion and romance. And I can give some real important tips to do that if you want me to.
Oh, absolutely.
So one of the things, what we know, what studies have shown, including myself, is that excitement in a relationship is due to three things. It's due to newness, mystery, and arousal-producing activities. Mm-hmm. So first, you can implement or change your relationship, get it out of the rut, by doing a new activity with your partner. So that can be a new class together, a new restaurant, a new vacation spot, even a new bottle of wine at the end of your day. Any new activity mimics what happened at the beginning of your relationship when everything was new and exciting. So that adds passion and romance. Second is mystery or surprise. At the beginning of a relationship, everything is surprising and out of the ordinary and different with our partner. We're constantly learning surprising things about our partner. So what you want to do is implement then anything that might shake your partner up or surprise your partner. Call them during the day and surprise them. Take them out to a movie in the middle of the day. Play hooky from work. Those are all surprising things. Even send them flowers or put a little post-it or note in their lunch. Those are things that shake your partner up, take it out of the rut, and add that passion and romance.
Well, you've got a lot of tips in there in your book and to learn more about other things, but these are gems that you're giving for any relationship, but particularly when you're in a romantic relationship, you know, things do get dull or stale, and it's the same old, same old. Well, we're going to come back from a break in a few minutes, and then we're going to talk about the last and final step and some surprising findings that you have found in your research that you'd like to share with us. Thank you, and stay tuned.
Steps to a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE. Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
What is whole person healing via body, via mind, and via spirit? It's a dedication to the widest selection of healing practices worldwide whenever possible. Hosted by Professor Rustam Roy, a noted materials scientist and the founder of Friends of Health, along with co-host Alison Rose Levy, a leading integrative health journalist and media initiative director for Friends of Health, who will be here each weekend with the most in-depth information about whole person healing from the world's leading practitioners, spokespersons, and major supporters for this viewpoint. Tune in every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Vijay, and with us we have a fabulous guest, Dr. Terry Orbach, and her book, Five Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great. This is a phenomenal book, Terry. Please tell our listeners, where can they get the book, and you know where is it available?
Thanks, Vijay. Well, the book, Five Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great by Random House, is available at all bookstores as well as online bookstores. And you can also learn some more information about the book and order the book on my website, drterritheLoveDoctor.com, D-R-T-E-R-R-I, TheLoveDoctor.com.
This is fabulous, and we were just talking during the break, and of course we got Dr. H as a man getting very excited. But what is the arousal, causing activities that as part of your, you know, implementing the change, the steps that you recommend for couples, happy couples?
Well, you know, increasing the passion and excitement in your relationship is all about mimicking what happened at the beginning of your relationship when passion and excitement is high. And we know that what studies show is that inevitably in all relationships, passionate love, excitement, and romance declines. And it declines after about 18 months of being with one another. So one of the things you want to do is have that adrenaline rush again. And what we know studies show, as well as in my own study, is that if you do an arousal-producing activity with your partner, and it's not what you think, you can exercise with each other, you can ride a roller coaster ride with one another, or even see a scary movie. Anything that increases arousal or adrenaline, as long as it's done with your partner, the arousal that's produced through exercise or fear can get transferred to your partner and your relationship. So if you want to get your relationship out of a rut, go on a roller coaster ride or see a scary movie or go to the gym with your partner.
Now, that's a very, very practical advice and a tip. Now, the final thing that you said here about, you know, the step five, you know, five simple steps to taking your marriage from good to great, Dr. Terry, is keeping the costs low and benefits high, that we need to audit the marriage behaviors to weed out the unprofitable ones. Now, that's a very big step there.
Absolutely. It is a big step, but it turns out to be the last and fifth step. Because what I encourage couples to do and what I found from the happy couples in my study is that steps 1 through 4 are all about adding positive elements to your relationship. It's strengthening what's already going well because that positive energy makes you feel good and motivates you to continue in the same direction. But after you've added the positivity, after you've strengthening what's already going well, then after that, you want to focus on the problems and the costly behaviors. And you want to make sure that the costs don't outweigh the positive elements. It turns out to be a 5-1 ratio. If you look at your relationship, you want to make sure that you have 5 positive interactions, 5 positive situations with your partner to every 1 costly behavior or negative behavior. So that's what I talk a lot about in step 5 is auditing your relationship, looking at the costs and the benefits, and making sure that when you put those costs and benefits on a scale, that the benefits and the positives totally outweigh the costs. And I talk about a lot of tips and advice for each and every costly behavior in your relationship.
The one page that really jumped out for me, excuse me, is in the chapter, you know, have daily briefings. The heading says, obstacles to great communication with your spouse. And you have over here, if I have a couple seconds, the obstacle that can stand in the way of great marital communication is personal baggage. Like it or not, you brought your personal baggage with you into the relationship. Your baggage contains issues you have been dealing with since long before you met your current partner. These might include wounds from complicated family relationships, relationship patterns with ex-lovers, and deep feelings such as rage, fear, or grief from past traumas. So you have this section over here that says, The Love Doctor's 5 Tips for Unpacking Old Baggage. I absolutely love this because, to me, this is the key for staying in a healthy relationship and learning to communicate. I'll read them very quickly. One is get rid of the reminders. You can talk about that for a second. Purge your anger. Don't blame yourself. Don't repeat the pattern and ask for help. That get rid of the reminders is powerful. I can't tell you how many couples I know that have gone through what separations, deaths, divorces, whatever, and they'll still schlep their bed with them to another relationship. They'll bring pictures. They'll bring this. They'll bring that. Can you talk? We have a couple few more minutes, maybe. We can talk about these 5 different steps.
Absolutely. Thank you for acknowledging them. I do think they're so very important.
Powerful, because, very powerful.
Because you need to have the ability to have a great relationship. And one of the main reasons why people don't have the ability, and it's not the skills or the motivation. They may have skills. They may know how to communicate and listen. And they may have such motivation to want a great relationship. But because they have this past baggage, they don't have the ability to love and to stay in a great relationship. And so, as you mentioned, getting rid of those reminders, whether they be physical things like photos or old furniture or jewelry or, you know, a frame that a partner gave to them in the past, you need to let it go and get rid of the negative emotions that are associated with this person, but also some of the positive emotions that might be as well associated with these reminders. Very important to discard them, store them. People talk about having them burned even to symbolize the letting it go.
How do you bring that up, Dr. Terry? How do you bring that up to your partner that you don't want to see old photographs of the exes and people, places that, you know, he may have, like, or he or she may have, like, gone before? And it's out there as a daily reminder. How do you bring it up in a sensitive way?
Dr. Vijay, you go to verses number 5, ask for help. Ask for help. Say, I need your help with this. This is what's bothering me.
Yes. And I think that's exactly it, Dr. H. You know, you want to use your I statements and not your you statements. So
right.
Bring it on to you. Make it your concern. Don't attack your partner. You're always this or you're doing that. I'm concerned. I need your help because I'm having a problem with this.
Right.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. I love this section. Again, one more time, the title of the book is called 5 Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great. And we can go to Amazon. We could go to any local bookstore to get this. And you have your own website again.
Yes, it's Dr. Terry, thelovedoctor.com. So you can link to these online websites, bookstores like Amazon, Borders, on my website, or you can go to them yourself or go to any local bookstore.
Wonderful. Tell us then, you mentioned, that there were a couple of surprising findings that you found in your study. Well, what was surprising for you? Somebody, who's been in this field for such a long time, what surprised you about the findings with the happy couples?
Well, I think there were two amazingly surprising findings. The first one is that happy couples turn out to sweat the small stuff. So happy couples sweat the small stuff. And that is opposite, I think, to what we've been hearing and what we intuitively or common sense-wise think about our relationships. It turns out that the happy couples in my study were not discouraged or did not become unhappy because of these large obstacles outside of their marriage, like job loss or financial difficulties or even the health of a parent. And when couples had those obstacles or big challenges, I call them, they actually came back to one another. They leaned on each other and asked for support and grew closer and happier over time. But those couples who start out with these little things like, he doesn't listen to me, she doesn't pay attention to me, he doesn't put the dishes in the dishwasher, lays his clothes all over the floor. They turn out to accumulate over time, start out small, maybe even really insignificant, but then they grow and they fester and they become big, and that's what eats away at the happiness. And what I can do, what's wonderful in my study, is I can track people. I can start out with them in year one, two, or three, and I can look to see how things change. And those couples that start out with small things and they are not addressed, they're not dealt with, become big issues. And that leads to unhappiness over time. And I think that was so surprising to me as a researcher and as a psychologist, because I thought it was going to be the other big obstacles that were going to eat away at happiness and tear couples apart.
Where are you traveling? Are you giving any seminars throughout the country?
I give seminars all over the country. Thank you for mentioning that. I have an events page that listeners can go to on my website where you can see where I appear, where I'm going to talk, whether I am on radio programs. I also tweet everything. I became a Twitter fanatic. And so, again, you can find that on my website, drterrythelovedoctor.com.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time that you spend with us and this invaluable, invaluable research-backed expertise and experience that you yourself bring to the table. Thank you for sharing all this with us, Dr. Terry. Again, it's Dr. Terry Orbach that we had this today with us, and her book is called Five Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great. Highly, highly recommend this book. Thank you so much for coming on us.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Well, welcome back to our show. You know, Dr. Vijay, I'm really stuck on this one page, and I just have to talk about this because I know we're going to be off the air in a few minutes. The one thing over here of the unpacking old baggage, number four, don't repeat the pattern. When we carry old wounds, we sometimes behave in the present as if that relationship or situation is still going on. Instead, be in the present. Look at your current relationship and situation and change your behavior to fit the way things actually are right now. Now, the whole power, and we've had a lot of people on our show, you know, since we've been on for almost like 9 months now, and a lot of them are talking about staying in the present, staying in the now. And how powerful that is to be in a relationship and remind ourselves, okay, I am, for example, with Meg right now. I am not in my other relationships. She doesn't remind me of my other relationships. I don't have to go back there and get aggravated or say, well, I have a resentment towards my ex because, and I'm seeing it going on now. Staying in the now is so powerful that I don't have to bring up that old stuff. Because my relationship right now is with Meg in the present. It's her and I, and this is stuff that we deal with. That is so healthy. I hear so many couples, you know, well, straight or gay couples, talking about, well, he or she did this in the past. Now he or she is reminding me of this in the present. And it's so important. And I love this five section. On page 115, I have it earmarked. I have it penciled. To me, that's the most powerful page in her whole book.
Well, I think it's one of the things. I really like her the entire way that she did her book. That there will be snippets of, you know, other researchers, little things like, did you know, is there a connection between marital happiness and good sex?
Mm-hmm.
My findings suggest this. Consider this. 75% of the happy couples in my long-term study say they're satisfied with their sexual relationship. Only 9% of the happy couples mentioned that they're very upset with their sex life together. So, you know, she puts in little pieces here and there that, you know,
right. That
it makes you think, oh, really? This is important? And then tip for men, there were tips for women. This whole book, I would highly recommend it for anybody in any kind of relationship,
correct,
romantic or otherwise.
Right.
It's, you know, it's good. It brings you stuff up that you can, you know, inquire and think about and maybe ask your spouse or your partner or, you know, even your child, you know, is this an important thing for you? Just to understand it, even from a generational, not just about a gender difference. So it's a great book to have and to keep. This book is definitely for keeps. Five Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great.
So, my dear, who we have next week?
Aha! Uh-huh. Next week, I thought you'll never ask me who's coming next week. Well, next week we have our very own Dr. Howard Piper and Dr. H, that's you, And you'll be talking about something really, really, really close to our hearts because it's about polysaccharides and polypeptides. Now, don't get mistaken with the high sounding of these words, you know, because these are nature's healing miracles. In 2004, and I'm sure later too, I found here that in the back of your book, the annual report of Thailand's prestigious National Innovation Agency, the NIA, a division of the nation's Department of Science and Technology, found polysaccharides and polypeptides to be a very unique and highly functional food resource. So serious was the Thai, the NAI on the subject. In fact, they pledged its support to coordinate further scientific research into the benefits of polysaccharides and polypeptides. And these studies were conducted at various research-oriented hospitals and universities. And so we have some amazing, amazing findings to examine the you know, the health benefits afforded to humankind by this remarkable food supplement. So, Dr. H, you're going to be talking all about your book and your experience and expertise on this.
This is exciting because I've written, as you know, some like 30-some different books, and I have several bestsellers. And this is one, beside my ADD and ADHD diet book and The Secrets of Staying Young, this book is very, very powerful because it just covers a lot of area and a lot of territory. And it's not just for some people that have various conditions. It's also how to maintain and just keep a nice, strong immune system physically, emotionally. So, you know, I'm looking forward to asking me all these questions.
We're gonna drill you.
I better reread the book again, I guess, no?
No, you have a wonderful, it's easy to read. I love the book, and you have a number of testimonials here. These are from patients. I mean, they're talking, you know, from a first-person account, you know, how difficult some of these conditions like stroke and gangrene and, you know, Tourette syndrome. I mean, this is amazing. Visual and hearing problems, you know, how people from various, you know, from cancers to, you know, nervous system disorders, you know, how people cope in terms of using the appropriate nutritional advice and help and how it makes a difference. You know, talking about a difference, you know, I had a pediatrician email me yesterday and said that, you know, just taking the fermented soy and curcumin, you know, he was made such a huge impact on him because this wonderful, wonderful doctor suffered from a rare form of lung infection, a fungal lung infection, and that was really, really, you know, keeping him down from the activities of daily living. And he was a runner. And he said, you know, just adding just a nutritional supplement like the fermented soy and curcumin just made a huge impact, you know, and just being able to run, you know, the number of miles he needed. You know, and helped him to decrease the use of daily medication. So I've no doubt that, you know, from what you're telling me about these polysaccharides and polypeptides, we know that this is a very, very important, you know, natural healing miracle that nature has given us. And we're looking forward to interviewing on your book and your findings.
Thank you
so much for agreeing to do this next week.
Not a problem. I guess it's time for us to leave. We're getting this little notes over here saying music on your cue. So if I get to go first, thank you, I'm going to tell everybody that if no one's told you that they love you today, and we learn what the LOVE acronym means, let me be the first. Love you all, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being with us. Bye-bye now.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.